This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Coming up, college football begins. The Little League World Series begins. Major League Baseball may be at an end. But first, a Russian military helicopter crashed this week in Chechnya. More than 100 Russian soldiers were killed. Moscow called the incident an accident, but the location and circumstances of the crash renewed international concern that the war in Chechnya is intensifying. Maura Reynolds has been covering the war in Chechnya for the Los Angeles Times. She joins us from Moscow. Maura, thanks for being with us.
It's a pleasure.
Has any of the groups on the ground in Chechnya among the resistance there claimed credit for this as a kill?
They did immediately claim credit for it, but there are reasons to doubt that that claim of responsibility is the final word. There was a rocket launcher apparently found near the field where the helicopter went down, but if you've ever been to Chechnya, you know that the entire place is littered with spent rocket launchers. So it's perfectly possible that the rebels claimed responsibility for it just to get credit, and they've done that with various other attacks and accidents in the past.
President Putin has said a number of times that the war in Chechnya is winding down. Is that taken seriously by much of the Russian public?
I don't think so. I think that Russians understand that basically the war is in a stalemate. It's a low-intensity conflict. The Chechens launch sniper attacks or hit-and-run attacks, set off landmines to kill and demoralize Russian soldiers, and the death toll from those attacks is about a dozen a week. The Russians respond by sealing off villages and sending in servicemen to check documents, trying to find somebody whose papers make them look suspicious. Mm-hmm. They're then detained and interrogated and sometimes disappear. Neither one of these tactics is particularly effective at ending a war, but it is effective at continuing the animosity.
Yeah. At the same time, I guess it must be noted that the war has been even more destructive for the Chechens, hasn't it?
And far more. I mean, the official Russian death toll is now over 4,000. The number of Chechens who have died or disappeared in this war is absolutely unknown. Human rights groups won't even venture a ballpark figure. But if you consider that the population of Chechnya was at one time about 500,000 and is now maybe 200,000. Mm-hmm. You know, some of those fled, but a lot of them are dead.
How popular is the resistance in Chechnya?
Well, the longer Russians occupy Chechnya, obviously, the more popular it is. The problem is that Russia squandered the best chance that it had to gain the trust of the Chechen people after it seized control of most of the territory in early 2000. At the time, Chechens, most of the civilian population, welcomed the Russians because they had just lived through several years of complete lawlessness, increasing lawlessness, violence, extortion by the rebels under the very nominal leadership of Aslan Maskhadov. The problem is that the Russian occupation has been so brutal and so bloody that the resistance of the Russians has actually increased support for any opposition.
And when Moscow suggests, as it has over certainly the past year, that there are ties between the Chechen rebels and Al-Qaeda and other international terrorist groups, over the past year, have those alleged ties become any more palpable or real?
Absolutely not. There's been very little evidence that there's any significant tie between Al-Qaeda and the Chechen rebels. Russia has been very loath to recognize this conflict as being an indigenous rebellion, but that is at basis what it is.
Maura, thank you very much.
It's my pleasure.
Maura Reynolds, Moscow correspondent for the Los Angeles Times.